You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Is that Pearl Jam?
It is.
They canceled their summer tour.
Yeah.
And then I got to thinking, well, you know, that wouldn't be the audience. I'm like, well, I don't know. They've been around a while. They might be older than you think.
Yeah, they are. Hot in the 90s.
All right. Hey, this weekend, and this is sort of the weird thing that all this stuff is going on in the news, and yet people are just going about their lives. They're having the big show at the Civic Center this weekend, and I don't think anybody's going to stay home because they're worried about meeting people. And nothing else seems to be working like that here locally, I hope. Steve Zarent joins us. All things home. The home show has been around how many years, do you think?
I couldn't even give you an accurate number. I've been in town for 30 years. We've had one for 30 years.
Yeah, I know. We've had it all the whole time I've been on the air, over 25 years. So March 14th and 15th, 9 to 4 on Saturday, 11 to 3 on Sunday, correct?
Big time. 9 to 4, 11 to 3.
Okay, so for those who have not been before, or there's probably some new stuff to talk about too, but what's the basic reason for having this show and who all's there?
It's one of the most convenient ways for anybody thinking about just getting ideas. You want to remodel, you want to build, you want to see what's new. It's just one convenient location. Get in there and you can just mill about, talk to people. If you got questions about whether or not, it's like Liaison has this virtual reality booth and they can actually show you so many different things. You can get into it. You can talk to, well, with Rebath, we do kitchens, we do closets, we do bathrooms. What's new? What's exciting? And it's just a real easy way to look at, hey, it's going to be snowing and raining on Saturday anyway, so what else are you going to do? You're not going to be playing in the yard. You're not going to go out on a lot of trips and go picnicking or something.
No, you just come in and enjoy all the experts in one place. Now, I know you got some stuff going on, like some antique appraisals, and you've got Paw Print Ministries involved.
You got
some pooch photos, some fun stuff to do.
It's concessions there, but you know, you can win some Cardinal baseball tickets from Scuff. Wood pellet grills going on from Lowe's. So there's fun things just to do. Get out and talk to people. Don't have to shake hands, do a fist bump, do an elbow bump, something like that. But at least it is a way that for something for your home, and it's a way to get started and get ideas. And I think it's just convenient.
Okay. Now, $5 to get in. Children under the age of 12 are free, right?
You got it. Prairie Insulation has sponsored the kids under 12. That's great.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the Decatur Home Builders Association.
It's been around for, I'm going to say, about 75 years. It is a group of professionals that it is really, we support it. It's part of the National Association of Home Builders, and it's people who have focused about the building industry. It is a consumer advocacy group. There's a lot of bills in the state of Illinois that are out there that we either are pro or we're against. It's things about we're thinking about the best ways for the home building industry and what makes it safe, what makes it comfortable. It's a group of professionals on a local level, but on a state level and on a national level.
Yeah, I look at these local folks, though, and they truly are the heart of the economy. I mean, these are like small business owners,
and I mean everyone,
the best words. Sometimes people get upset when you say small. Small business is what makes this economy churn.
Small business hires more people than big business.
Yeah, and people don't, it's like this math game we talk about. people don't sense it to be that way, but it absolutely is. So you're talking windows, drapes, carpeting, appliances, gazebos, lighting fixtures, lawn and garden. I mean, the list goes on and on and
on. Yes, it does. Yep. And you're in touch with the pro, and it's like, hey, I'm looking at some new lighting. Hey, come and talk about, and you can see what's really fresh. And like I said, you can get out, and because you're talking to a pro, for $5, you get to talk to, you know, some of the best pros in the industry right here in town.
Yeah, and things have really changed, right? I mean, exponentially, just with technology and everything.
Oh, it's always shifting.
When you think about your appliances, I mean, you know, no one 10 years ago was worried about your refrigerator getting hacked, right?
Well, that's right. You see them like, why do I need a TV on the front of it? Why do I need to see what's inside? Well, it's much more energy efficient if it has
you can
order your food on it. You know, what's going on with appliances is amazing, let alone what, you know, the technology for carpeting or what's new in paints. All these things are out there.
I think about, you know, Tate and Lyle working with DuPont. Nick, I don't know if you knew this or not, but they're using corn to replace fuel, basically, to make carpeting. You know, so it's less dependence on foreign oil. I mean, this is kind of stuff that goes on right here in our own backyard.
Yep.
We talk about just the technology and things have changed, the science behind it. So what's the latest in bathrooms? Give me a breakdown. What's the trend right now? Nick's remodeling his whole house. I keep hearing about it like in bits and pieces.
Well, it all kind of started last year at the Home Builder Show. I went and looked at gutters. I went and looked at counters. I went and looked at bathrooms. I talked to the contractor, ended up doing the house. all in one spot in one afternoon. I mean, I walked away around with a little swag bag and business cards
there
to follow
go.
Up. Even bankers there,
yep.
too.
Yep.
So, yeah, and bathrooms are, as the realtor was telling me, you got to have that nice master bath.
Bathrooms, kitchens, the number one, two spots of remodeling. It's what people look at. You know, a husband and wife could be out looking at a house, and unless she likes the kitchen and the bathroom, yeah, I don't care if it's got a three-car garage. You know, mom's got to be happy.
Yeah.
I want to say that the grays are really the hottest things right now, from plank flooring, waterproof flooring in bathrooms. You were talking about countertops. Quartz countertops are just huge right now. And we work with a number of different vendors on quartz, but you know, it's cultured marble was always the standard because it was a good price point. But the fact is, you're only going to do a remodel one time in 20, 30, 40 years. So it's like, oh, hold on. It's just something. It's not about, hey, I'm going to sell the house in 10 years. Like, I want to enjoy it right now.
Yeah.
And what's good for me right now?
Okay. This Saturday and Sunday at the Decatur Civic Center, 9 to 4 on Saturday, 11 to 3 on Sunday, all things home. Steve, we appreciate all the work, and I'm sure you get a big crowd out for this weekend. $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free, but check it out. Even if you're downtown for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, whatever that weather might be, afterwards, mm-hmm. Head over to the Civic Center and enjoy the all things home. Thanks for coming
in. Much appreciated, Brian. Thank you.